Track 2.12. Job 1.
I work in Seattle for a big law firm. It's an American firm, and the head office is in Washington, D.C., so I have to go there about once a month for meetings. Here in Seattle, we're supposed to start work at 9, but I often start later and work until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Unfortunately, we don't get extra money for working overtime. We have to dress formally, so I always wear a suit and tie to work. Female lawyers aren't allowed to wear pants or miniskirts. Recently, the head office brought in a new rule. We're not allowed to have relationships with people in the same company. I think it's ridiculous to ban office romance. Where else are you going to meet somebody?
Job 2.
This is the newsroom where I work as a journalist. I'm actually responsible for foreign news. As you can see, we work in open-plan offices, so it can get pretty noisy. We're allowed to work at home one day a week, so when I want to do some quiet work, I don't come into the office. We work flexible hours because news is coming in all the time. We're supposed to have a break every 2 hours, but when you're working to meet a deadline, you can't afford to take time for a break. Sometimes I work right through my lunch hour. It's crazy. In fact, you have to be crazy to work here. As far as dress is concerned, we can wear anything we like.
Job 3.
You have to be at least 21 to be a train driver. But you don't have to have any particular qualifications to get on a training course. I earn a good salary, but my job involves a lot of responsibility, and I work unsociable hours. I often work at night or on weekends, and I'm supposed to work 4 or 5 shifts a week. You can't work a shift of more than 12 hours, and you have to have 12 hours off between shifts. My job affects my social life because I can't have a few drinks and go to bed late in the evening if I'm driving the next day. We have to wear a uniform, and we're supposed to wear our hats all the time, but it gets a little bit hot,